I think at some point we might want to look into it. It's really served us well. But you can always review, right? Now, it's a specific process, and it requires an actual charter review commission that's not made up of council members. It's made up of people in the community. The council would have to authorize it, and then they make recommendations, and it's like some other things. In order to change the charter, the people have to vote. But it's always good to review it, I think.
Now, it's like cities grown over the years. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, should the council be bigger? Should it be, instead of 15, be whatever, 20?
You know, I don't know what to think about that. The bigger a council is, the it comes with other issues. I think some cities have councils that have 45, 50 people, and they're almost unwieldy. But, you know, council members, it's an interesting question. Council members each have a full-time aide who does the day-to-day constituent work and that sort of thing. So I don't know what I think about the size of it. I think right now it works pretty well. Mm-hmm. And, of course, when it 50 years ago, each council district was much, much smaller. You think about our Board of Education. They have 5 people covering the entire county. So I don't know what the right answer is, but, you know, right now I think 15 works pretty well. We can always look at it.
Yeah. What about part-time or full-time?
Well, there's some, you know, sentiment on the council to be full-time. If they become full-time, they would have to work full-time. And they would not be able to take all the breaks that they do, you know, spring break, fall break, summer break, winter break. They'd have to truly be full-time employees. So that would take a commitment. You know, you can't be full-time and then only work part-time. So that'll be a healthy discussion, I think.
I think so.
You know, so, and I've just had council members talk off, you know, informally with me about it. So I think there's some things to consider there, but they would have to know what that meant in terms of work. Those who have other jobs would have to figure out how to do two full-time jobs.
Yeah.
And that's, I think that's a bit difficult.
Oh, yeah. I come from my first job in Richmond, covering the city commission there, and they had, and of course a lot of cities do, have a city manager.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a need for a city manager in Lexington?
No.
Why not?
Well, the charter commission, or the merger commission, had a lot of discussion over that and decided that for a city that would grow, that gets very big, a chief administrative officer was the appropriate way to go. I know a lot of smaller communities have a city manager. That's very typical. I don't know about big communities, whether that is common or not. I think our system works real well with the CAO and the commissioners and how that's set up. I mean, you know, the reason I think you would change that is you feel it's not working, the system, the actual way it's set up, and I think it is working very well. So, you know, the charter involves so many different things. An interesting thing about our charter is that it doesn't require anything except 2 council meetings a month. It doesn't require a work session. It doesn't require committees. It doesn't require public input. Those are all extras. that along the way the council has decided would be helpful. And so when you read the charter and read what's actually in it and how few things are controlled, it's kind of amazing. You know, it's a good framework for us. And I've read it several times, and I think it always gives good guidance on those sorts of things. And it's worked for 50 years with some tweaks, so. Yeah.
Well, I guess, and so finally, if that, you know, if that step was taken for a review, how would that work? Would that come from your office, or who would, how would it go?
The charter says exactly how it has to occur. And the way that the charter, there's a section called how to change the charter or how to amend the charter. The first thing the council would need to do is pass an ordinance creating a charter commission made up of 20 people who are citizens here or residents. Mm-hmm. And then they would be responsible for reviewing the charter and making any recommendations. Okay. And it's my understanding it's not a commission that council members could serve on. It's kind of like redistricting. Yeah. So the citizens would do it, you know. And so it's interesting, the charter specifies things like that. And by the way, I'm a huge fan of the nonpartisan way we were set up. I thought that was a brilliant stroke of common sense. Because our council never has to pay attention to issues going into a partisan caucus and seeing whether they get approved by a partisan caucus, which is what happens in cities with partisan councils. And I am very grateful that we were set up that way. You know, local government really isn't partisan anyway. I mean, if you want your pothole filled, nobody needs to know how you're registered, right? It's a pothole. You can think of many things that we do, picking up garbage, paving roads, street light, all the things we do, parks. None of it's partisan. So we were given a gift there.